Welcome to the Gray and Green Show. Two girls who will say what you're all thinking anyway.
We made it another week without canceling the podcast. It's a miracle.
It is a miracle because Greenlee has a fever. So I was like, how can I make this work?
Right.
I won't let her go to daycare.
Right. Well, it's episode 61 of the Gray and Green Show. Rachel Gray and Jackie Green from 105.3 Hot FM in Grand Rapids. So Greenlee's sick. She's got a fever.
She's fine. Puking. This is what's a bunch of bull crap.
I feel like she gets a fever a lot.
Kinda. Not any more than other kids I know who have 2-year-olds.
Yeah.
Really.
Plus, like, they're in everything, and she goes to daycare.
Fever,
so that, yeah.
It was like 101. For an infant, that's nothing.
Yeah.
They get up to like 104. Like, she was at daycare. They said she felt warm, took her temperature, and it's 101. Well, there's a rule at daycares. You can't come back for 24 hours from when they see you have a fever, when you last had a fever.
Okay, because they're contagious if you have a fever.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they took her temperature at 4:30. So they're like, oh, she can't come back till 24 hours.
Oh, so like if you're hoping that they find it in the morning so that...
Then I can come back. So Jim takes her home. He's like, she seems fine. Like, she's acting fine. He took her temperature and he's like, her temperature to me is 99.1.
Okay.
Before giving her Tylenol.
Do you do ear temperature? Do you armpit or butthole?
We do forehead with the forehead temporal scanner and we do armpit.
Oh, temporal.
Those are not that expensive.
Really? It sounds cool.
They're like $40.
That's not bad. That's what my ear thing was.
It's like the ones you...
Yeah,
the temple. My pediatrician uses them. Yeah, they put it right in the middle of your forehead.
Right. Quinn gets that too. I always thought that was like the fancy.
They sell them at like Walgreens.
I've got the one that goes in her ear canal. But I feel like those don't give me an accurate reading.
See, I feel like the forehead doesn't either, but he did her
armpit had to do it
and her forehead and they were the same.
Have you ever had to do it in the butthole?
Yeah, when she was a baby.
I've never had to do that.
Jim did it. I didn't.
I'm terrified.
I'm not going to do that.
No.
Not sticking anything in her butt. That sounds horrible.
But it's what you have to do to get it.
Well, I don't care. They told me if you want to be accurate, add a degree or two to the armpit. Like, add it 1 degree to the armpit.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. Said if it says 99, guess it's about 100 or 99.5.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I have to ask my doctor about that. Quinn
That's
goes,
what, over the phone, the nurses told me.
Oh, really?
Like, they said if it was 101... And she feels really hot and it was under the armpit, it's probably like closer to 102.
Okay, good to know. I wonder if it's the same with the ear thing.
Well, I'm not sure how that one works.
Yeah.
Well, so she was fine playing around, acting normal.
Right.
And he goes, so we gave her some baby Tylenol. She got cool. Middle of the night around 2 a.m., she woke up screaming. I went in there. She was really hot. Full diaper, though. And that's a sign of, like, if you don't have a full diaper, you're dehydrated and your fever's, you know, so that's bad.
Yeah.
She had a really full wet diaper. So wet that I'd change it.
Wow.
So I'm like, well, she's peeing, so that's fine. So I gave her some more baby Tylenol. She went to sleep, woke up at 7.
Yeah,
a little warm
was fine.
When she woke up, but she seems fine.
Okay.
So I don't know. It's probably just some stupid little virus.
Right. We've been doing swimming lessons with Quinn, and yesterday, swimming lessons, they took her under for the first time.
Oh, I hate doing that.
They dunked her. I don't like it either because she comes up like, puff,
tap, 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 tap. Thing with her eyes. Where she blinks like a million times.
Oh, Mom, save me. What's Dad doing in this pool?
Why did they put me underwater?
Yes.
Why don't you go in the pool with her? Why is it Dad?
I just haven't yet. But here's part of the reason is because I'm still breastfeeding once a day and my boobs get kind of big like after like
and you're
a
like,
middle
don't
of the day.
Go in there
with- I don't want to go and have like the chesticles all hanging out for the world to see. So I'm kind of waiting on that, but I'm eventually going to do it because I think we're going to do like the rest of this month. We're going to do swimming lessons and then because she's getting better and she freaking loves it.
That's how Greenlee was when she was her age. She loved it. And then I waited too long to go back and now she does not like water.
Right. So I'm not going to wait too long
to
go back.
Don't wait that long.
In fact, I'm talking about getting a YMCA membership so that like we can go as a family and go to the pool and go swimming with Quinn. Now here's the difference too. Like, you said Greenlee's like afraid of the water, doesn't really want to get in, right?
She's a little better now.
Yeah.
She won't sit in like a tub of water.
Now. No?
No.
Oh,
no,
see,
no.
Quinn, that's how she does her bath.
Not Greenlee.
Oh, really?
No.
Would she shower?
No, she just stands and I leave the hose going and we take a cup and fill it and pour it over.
Oh, okay.
Because she won't. She won't.
Yeah.
She'll have a full-blown freak out.
Well, by summertime, Quinn's going to be going to the lake and stuff and like jumping off the boat and whatnot. So I figure.
I doubt at 1 year old she'll be jumping off the
boat. Okay, good point. Next summer, I'm expecting a launch pad off
she
the boat.
She could probably go in one of those floaties in
That's
the water.
That's what we're going to do. But we're going to have her swimming all the time is my point I'm making. So I just want to make sure. Right. Swan dives from my 1.5 year old. Woo!
Pencil dive, Mom. She's not coming up.
I can't wait to take her swimming at the lake. I'm like so
That'll
over the moon about it.
Yeah,
it's going to be really fun. But yeah, swim class is fun. Homegirl likes the water, likes going under. But man, I was having a panic attack when they dunked
her. Yeah, I don't like
yesterday.
When they bring them. And they don't even put them under. Like, it's like a second.
Right.
But it's like,
Well, then Aaron was trying it, and then she caught some water. And was like, oh, God, you're going to drown our baby.
Yeah.
Like,
you're drowning our baby, Aaron.
But yeah, that's basically what's going on in my world. Not a lot happening. It's my dad's birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday, Dad. Mr. Gray.
KG turns 59 today.
Today's Gray.
I know he won't listen to my podcast, but today was the day that I was like, oh, my gosh, my dad is 59. My dad is officially pushing 60 years old.
That's not that old. My dad is 63.
I know it's 62. Not that old. Aaron's dad's like 66. Like, it's not
Aaron's dad's old. No, right? I'm just kidding.
But like, I don't know. It's just, it's a weird turn. I feel like 60 is like a big number. And like, now that he's a year away from it, I don't know.
Seems older to me. Like 70 sounds like, oh my God, yes. 70. Don't be in
and
70s.
I think maybe because we had like his emergency where his aortic dissection and all that stuff where he like almost died over a year. Like, it'll be 2 years in July, which is crazy. But like, yeah, I can't believe my dad's like 59 today. But happy birthday, Dad. I love you if you actually listen, which you probably won't. But what I wanted to talk about wedding stuff. Because I was reading this article and it's like all of these secret admissions that women have about their wedding day. Ooh. And how they actually felt about it. When's your anniversary?
November 23rd.
Okay, mine is October 4th. I almost didn't remember. 10/4/14.
There's probably a lot of stuff about my wedding I'd change.
Yeah.
Now, but I mean, styles and things change.
Styles and things definitely change.
So like, yeah.
Have you heard of the Whisper app before?
No.
Okay, so what this is it's an app where you can almost, you can create something that maybe looks like a meme or like, you know, the Facebook statuses that are like a picture with the colored writing that people do? Like it's a picture. Oh, yeah. Okay, it's like that. But you share it to this app and it's almost a way to like reveal your secrets without saying your name. It's like a way to reveal your secrets without saying your name. And you can, they have like a whole mommy confessions thing. Like I slammed my kid's hand in the door by accident yesterday or something. Oh. I'm just thinking of something. Oh. I don't know if that's something that's on there. But this one is like, different admissions that brides have made about their wedding day. Like one bride said on the Whisper app, I was so stressed out to even enjoy my wedding. There was so much pressure to make everything perfect. And when I read that, I thought, oh my God, she's so right. There's always so much pressure on your wedding day for everything to be perfect.
Right.
And I remember when we got married up north in Northern Michigan in Traverse City in the fall. The weekend before our wedding, it was 74 and sunny. The weekend we got married, 47 and rain. I was supposed to be married on the bay in between these beautiful trees outside and have this gorgeous fall ceremony. Well, that didn't happen. It poured rain.
Right.
And it's not going to be perfect. That's the point of it. But they reset up my reception so that my wedding was going to happen inside. We had to walk around a table to come down the aisle. And I will forever be PO'd about it. Like the way they had it set up. I remember standing there like so upset that this is what they had chosen to do.
Right.
Like, why did no one fix this?
There was nothing else you could do. You couldn't have at least consulted me.
Yep. It poured rain and my family was so annoyed because of pictures. And like, it was the worst thing. But at the end of the day, like it was a beautiful day and I had everybody in the same room. But let's be honest. There are things that like tick us off about our weddings.
Right.
Like, what was it for you?
Well, if we're talking about weather, it was November 23rd, and the weeks leading up to it, it was about 45 degrees and sunny. Every week, no snow, nothing. The day before my wedding was 40 degrees and sunny.
Yeah.
Chilly, but not at all cold.
Right.
My wedding day, we woke up to 2 inches of snow. The Santa parade was going on because I didn't do my research, and we were all downtown.
Oh, no!
And it was -5 with wind chill.
Oh, my God. 40-degree drop.
There was a news report that it was the coldest day for that day in history or something like that.
Oh, well, that's kind of cool. You'll always have that.
Or like in 10 years or 20 years, something like that.
Yeah.
It was so cold. My bridesmaids were in short dresses.
Yeah.
It was freezing. So all our pictures are outside in the freezing
Your
cold.
Wedding pictures are like stunning though. Like you're on the Blue Bridge downtown. They're so pretty.
Pulling teeth to get everyone to stand together. And some of them like one of my closest friends, Alex, beautiful girl. But it's so cold. She's like this, and I'll touch her. She's like doing this, like
she's
weird,
like gritting
awkward,
her teeth,
fake smile.
Yeah,
she's so cold, and she's like just couldn't get warm. And I'm like looking at her, like fake it till you make it, bitch. Smile.
Is that what you said, or
yes.
You just look?
No,
oh,
that's what I said.
Dang.
I was a bitch. I'm sure everyone thought I was being pushy, but yeah. I'm like, I paid this photographer $1,500.
Right.
We're gonna go outside and take a goddamn photo.
What?
That's what I said.
Yeah,
because we are. Your wedding happens one time, I feel like.
No, for sure.
And if I ask you
I
to
feel
be in
like,
it,
no, it should only happen once. Right. I mean, you might have another, but who knows?
Right. If I ask you to smile for a photo, we're going to smile for a photo. And, like, this isn't about Alex at all because she smiled the whole time. So, Alex, if you're listening, you were amazing. Don't get me wrong. It's more just that, like, I had six bridesmaids, six groomsmen, and two ushers we wanted in the photos.
Yeah.
Because one of the ushers was my brother-in-law.
Yeah.
And the other usher was Jim's best friend's brother.
Okay.
Who we were close to, but not, we didn't want him in the wedding. He's considerably younger than
right.
us. So we wanted them in all the photos, though, because they're like part of the family.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just herding cattle. Get out of the limo. Let's go. We're going to go get a photo. Sure. It's freezing cold, so let's hurry.
Yeah.
And everyone's just kind of moseying down. Go, go, go. Get in line. Listen to the photographer. Take a photo. And
yeah.
I'm like, that was the only thing that I think kind of had me going because it was so cold and I knew everyone was miserable. And I'm like, just listen to him when we get back in the limo.
And there's nothing worse than like your wedding party is miserable and you just want to get through it. Like we were getting rained on and they were right. miserable. I can
and
totally
like,
relate to that.
I get you're miserable, but it's my wedding.
Right.
Pretend like you're having
I'm
a lot
standing
of fun.
Under an umbrella for my photos and my hair is getting wrecked. My hair in the photos is terrible. Like it's rained on because I had
really?
Like this vintage wave thing and it got rained on and it like was stringy. It was terrible.
I liked your photos.
You did? I felt like my hair was so wrecked. I was rained on like crazy.
Oh, that's so mad.
But at the end of the, like I said, it was like a wonderful day, but there were just some things that like, oh my God. So if you're getting married, remember, it's not all going to be perfect.
No, it's not.
But like, I think, honest to God, I think I have the biggest regret was about my bridesmaids. I had six
really?
Bridesmaids. And
I had six, too.
You had six, too. Two of them were my best friends that I've grown up with since I was like a little girl
no
in
problem.
Indianapolis.
You talk to them.
Yes, they're still my best friends.
Right.
In fact, all my bridesmaids I'm still very close with. The other two were the wives of Aaron's best friends, but I went to high school with one of them. I've known since I was 14. The other one, we became friends over time. I mean, and then my other two were my sister-in-law and my best friend, Sarah, who was my maid of honor. Well, then I have two other friends that I've known my whole life that I've literally since I moved from Michigan, that we were close. And one of them I asked to do a reading. The other I didn't. And I was so upset that I didn't ask them to be in my wedding. I think the reason I did it was because they've been the friends you've always had for a long time. But like you go your separate ways and you get together again a few times a year and it's wonderful.
Right.
But I didn't talk to them all the time. And for some reason, I thought that meant that maybe they shouldn't be in my wedding. But at the same time, now I regret it wholeheartedly. Like I remember one time we were drinking and my best friend Bess looked at me and she's like, you know, it really hurt my feelings that I wasn't in the wedding. And I said, I'm so sorry. I wish I would have had you. Like I was right. just honest about it. I made a mistake. I was mad at her about something. I think she came to Grand Rapids and didn't tell me. And I was super
and
PO'd.
You just kind of PO'd.
And
you
I took it out on her. And
a few years ago.
Yes, it was. And I will feel bad to this day. My other friend that I didn't have in the wedding, Jen, she has a baby that's like 2 months older than Quinn now. And we've been friends since we were 14 years old and I didn't have her in my wedding. I wish I would have had eight. And I will always, always feel guilt about that.
I had six. And I have some minor regrets, for sure.
Yeah.
One of them, my sister, obviously, don't regret that.
Yeah.
My other was my best friend from college, Nikki, who I would never regret. She's my best friend.
Yeah.
And we're at a point now where I have a kid. She doesn't. She's more newlywed, only been married a year.
Right.
So we're living different lifestyles.
Yeah.
So we really can't get
hard.
Together much.
Yeah.
Just because it sucks. Because she works really hard hours.
Yeah.
Like, she's a CPA. And she's just busy season right now.
Yeah.
So when they want to get together, it's like, finally, we're out of work at 6 o'clock. Let's go get a drink. Well, I can't really do that.
Right.
Maybe. When I do get out of work at 7 p.m., by then, they've been in there since 5 o'clock, 4:30, happy hour. And they're like, oh, we're going to wrap up and go to this bar. Well, I got to get home, you know? So that
right.
part sucks. But I would. She's still my best friend. You know what I mean? Then I had my friend Chelsea, who's still one of my closest friends. I talk to mm-hmm. her regularly. I just went to Chicago to visit her for her birthday.
Yeah.
Like, we're really close. And so She's the friend that, like you just said, I may not talk to her every day or
yeah.
every week, but when we talk, it's fine, and we make a point to get together, and we make a point to check on each other regularly.
I think with friendship, you have to put the effort
exactly.
in.
Exactly.
If you don't, those friendships fall to the wayside.
Right.
They really do. You have to be willing to drive to see each other. You have to be
yes.
willing to make your schedules work, and you have to be willing to put yourself on hold to be with that person.
I mean,
friendship gets hard when you get older.
And I think the thing is, too, you're used to college and you get that mindset of your friends are the people you're with literally all the time.
Right.
Because you probably live with them.
Right.
You have classes.
Mm-hmm.
You do whatever you do. We have lunches together every single day because
right.
we're on campus or whatever you do.
Right.
And that's how my mindset was that those are my friends. Those are my real friends. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I had a few girls like that in the wedding who literally have not spoke to me since the wedding.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. I have a girl that's not spoke to me since the wedding. Even when I had Greenlee.
Have you reached out to her?
Oh, a couple times.
And she just blows you off?
Yeah, she'll write back like a one line. Like, I don't know if she's upset with me about something.
She hasn't come to see Greenlee or anything?
Oh, no.
Holy crap.
She's not even said congratulations.
That's awful.
Yeah, uh-huh. I don't know what I might have. Maybe in her mind, I did something to piss her off. That's all I can think.
I doubt it.
I don't
Some
know.
People get so wrapped up in their own lives.
And
that,
I
like,
think that's more what it is.
You and I, and we've discussed this before, Jackie and I are the people that if like somebody isn't talking to me or somebody is having a bad day and they're short with me, I think I did something to upset
them.
That's I'm the
do.
First person to go, oh my God, what did I do? I'm really sorry. Whatever I did to offend you. But the truth is, and I've realized this over the last couple of years, is that a lot of times it's them.
Yeah.
Something's wrong where they had a bad day. Or maybe in her case, I do not know this person.
Right.
I have no idea. I'm an outsider looking in. Maybe she's so wrapped up in her own life that she hasn't bothered to, once again, put herself on hold to find out how you are.
I think that's part of it. And, you know, I assume, like, how do you not see this stuff on Facebook? Or how do you not know?
Right.
No. But then Jim points out, I bet you a lot of the stuff you put up, they don't see because they have their own friends and their own lives. And you know how news feeds work.
Right.
Like, she's not going to see some of those things.
Is this somebody you went to college with?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
We ran together and we're
okay.
really, really, really close. But then, you know, we drift apart and get back together. And we were those friends that like we could go a month or two and not see each other and then be really close.
Yeah.
But she also lives a pretty busy lifestyle in a big city.
Yeah.
And we just don't. I don't know. It just got things got
yeah.
weird. We don't talk. We never like we haven't spoke since my wedding. Even the few times I've reached out.
Yeah.
Like it's just odd. But that aside. So that's one that I hate saying I regret it because I'll always look back and have these great memories with her. We were close friends.
Right.
But it's hard because I feel like, I wonder if she thought it was weird that I asked her since she doesn't talk to
right.
me. But then that aside, the other girl, remember how you said Aaron's best friend's wife?
Yeah.
We had Jim's best friend's wife in our wedding.
Okay.
And we met her in college. Jim's friend had dated her early on.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of had a tumultuous relationship.
Okay.
Break up, get together, break up, get together, break up, get together.
Never good.
Super drunk, and we got in a huge fight, and he put a hole in her wall, and she, you know what I mean?
Oh, God.
That couple.
Childish fight.
And everyone
yeah.
knows those couples. Oh, he got drunk last night and put a hole in the wall because he's so mad about this. You know, especially in college.
That's not healthy, by the way.
If
you're one of those people that are in that
normal.
Couple,
if
that's
you're
not normal.
That excuse, it's not normal.
Yeah.
If your husband or boyfriend has put a hole in your wall, he's got anger issues.
I would be nervous.
He's
yeah.
got anger issues.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's how they live their lives. They
yeah.
finally, they get engaged, break it off. Got, you know, put it back on, put it back off. Then they decide they're getting married.
Yeah.
At this point, I was pretty close with her, I'd say. But she didn't ask me to be in her wedding. And I'm like, all right, whatever. I'm not in your wedding. That's okay.
To be honest, it's a lot of money to be in somebody's wedding. Whatever.
Right. And well, she tried to claim it was just a lot. Like, I couldn't afford any more people, but it doesn't cost you anything.
No, it doesn't. That's weird.
So that was just a weird excuse.
Yeah.
But I think she had it in her head. Her best friends were these people she'd known her whole life. And those were the only people she could have in it.
Right.
So that's fine. It's their wedding. Jim was the best man. And
okay.
So they get married. No big deal. Well, then as years go by, her friends move away. They get jobs. And
yeah.
I'm still seeing her every single weekend. Because it's Jim's best friend.
Right.
For years. Must have been 3 more years after that. We vacationed together. So then she's at my wedding. We're very, very close. She was there the day Greenlee was born. They came to the hospital. We were very close.
Yeah.
And then something snapped with her and her husband, and they got divorced in like literally a day's time.
Do you even see her?
No, not seen her since.
You haven't seen her since?
No.
You have two bridesmaids you haven't seen?
Well, I've seen her since my wedding. I haven't seen her because she came.
Right.
We were close.
Since her divorce from Jim's best friend.
Not this past summer, the summer before.
Right.
We were camping and my mom watched Greenlee.
Uh-huh.
We were going to go for one night, I think. We dropped her off on a Saturday, went up north to stay with them.
Yeah.
And then we're going to go back that next afternoon. They must have gotten in a fight that night after everyone went to bed, like a drunk fight, which was pretty normal.
Yeah.
And he was so mad, he just took the car and drove home. Said, I'm going home. And left her up north with us. Well, her parents were there.
Oh, that's so not okay. Her parents were there too?
It's their cat.
So her parents probably hate him.
Yeah, if they didn't before, they did after that. Because they woke up and he had been drinking. So he says, you know, he wasn't drunk at the time. It had been like 4 or 5 hours. He was fine.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know. I can't
speak
to that. But they were pretty upset and they said, whoa, how long has this been going on? And she was so emotional. She kind of said, this has been our whole relationship. This is our whole life.
Right. So how long after that did the divorce happen?
Well, this is when it gets crazy. So then, you know, that goes down. She goes home and basically says, we can't live like this anymore. We need to learn to get along. And he kind of was mad at her or something. I wasn't there, so I don't know. They argued. She packed up and said, I'm going to stay with my parents, and then filed that week.
And now, since then, have you seen her?
We hung out that summer once or twice and chit-chatted. But the deeper into the divorce and the custody battle went, the harder it was because she started to get paranoid. She didn't trust me. Like, well, what if she tells so-and-so?
Right.
What if she tells my husband? What
right.
if this? So then things would get weird or, you know, it just got weird. And so I tried and then I told Jim one day, I'm just going to stop reaching out. And if she wants to reach out to me, she will. 4 months went by. Didn't hear from her. One day, in the middle of the night, she messages me and basically plants it all on me.
That you haven't reached out to her.
I thought you were one of my best friends. But then, of course, I find out that's not true. As soon as we're done, you haven't spoken to me. And I'm like, I haven't.
I'm just going to say this girl seems a little dramatic.
Yep. So this is already like pretty hard for me at the time because this was probably, I would say, the only woman I hung out with, like friend.
Yeah.
For 4 years. Like, because every single weekend, without fail, Jim and I drove up to visit them. Every weekend. Every Friday and almost every Saturday.
Wow.
And then before they had a child, every Thursday. We did Thursday nights together. We hung out all the time. All our vacations were with them.
Yeah.
Like, 4 or 5 years of my life were spent with this girl all the time. We were best friends.
And now you don't see her anymore?
Nope.
Oh, my gosh.
And she was in my wedding. Yeah. Which is hard because now her husband doesn't like any of our photos because he's like, my ex-wife's in all the photos of those.
Right. That's a part of, I mean, sometimes when you hang out with people who are married,
it happens.
I'm sorry that it happened to you.
And I don't regret having her in it because we were very close and I'll never forget our friend. I'll never regret our friendship. But now there's been a couple times where I think she misses me a lot. I miss her a lot. I'm not going to deny that. I miss her a lot.
Yeah.
Her sisters reached out to me and tried to like set things up, but both times it just didn't work. Like I just
couldn't.
But I also feel like I know what you're doing. You're trying because you know that she wants to hang out with me. So you're trying to be nice, but if she wants to hang out with me, she can reach out to me.
Right, for sure.
Like, I don't need you doing it for her.
Right.
And I appreciate it. Yeah. But at the same time, I don't really, like, and I, people say this, and it's usually a lie. I'm not lying. I don't really hang out with anybody.
No, I don't either.
I go home and hang out with Jim. And, you know, people want to think you're lying about that. Like,
no, that's
oh,
true.
Sure, you don't hang out with anybody. I don't.
No.
Jim's friend Jake comes over at least one day a week to hang out with us because he knows we can't really leave.
Right, and that's kind of the thing. You have a kid.
Other than the people that just text me and say, hey, what you doing? I'm coming over, which is Jake and Greg, Jim's two best friends.
Right.
I don't hang out. I don't do things with other I'm not making that up. I don't have a sitter.
Right.
I don't, you know, so.
Yeah.
Times change, but I don't really regret having her in my wedding, going back to weddings.
Yeah.
But it is hard now to look back on these, like, other people have their bridesmaids they hang out with still and whatever. Yeah. And I'm like, I feel like I don't have that.
If I did it again, I would not have a single bridesmaid.
Me too. I just have my sister.
I would have my sister-in-law.
Because then I would never regret it.
Yeah, and I would never, well, I don't know, because my sister-in-law, I mean, she's wonderful. She's very close. We are very, very close. But once again, I don't know what's going to happen in 20 years. I can't predict the future. Yeah. But I think, or maybe I would have just had my best friend, Sarah, because she's a constant.
Right.
You know what I mean? She always has been. She'll always be there for me. Or I would have had my friends from Indy. But I just think I wouldn't have done it the way I did it.
I think I would have had close friends do a reading and maybe be part of it or take photos with them.
Yeah.
I don't know what I would have done.
Yeah.
I just looking back now, I feel a little like I did this traditional wedding where I'm going to have 6 bridesmaids and we're going to do everything traditional.
Yeah.
And now I look at it like most of them are still in my life and they still love me and I love them. But I'm also kind of like, ooh.
If you could do it again, would you do a big wedding?
Yes. Yeah. I love having the big wedding. I liked the big party. I liked the big wedding.
Yeah. I don't know that I would. I loved my wedding wasn't huge. It was like 100 with the kids. And I just had like my little cousins there. I think there was 105 people at our wedding.
Okay.
And it was mainly family. I have a very big family. Aaron's got a pretty big family when you combine everything. I think I only had 2 tables of close friends and they really were just our close friends. Most of our friends were in our wedding, obviously.
Right.
But I was looking online at like different trends that they're doing now. They're doing these things called micro weddings where there's only like 25 people. And it's just you and your significant other, and you're at one big long table, and you have a 25-person wedding. They have like these long tables set up in the middle of vineyards, and they're doing
these. We went to a wedding like that.
You did?
In Utah last year.
Was it amazing?
Oh, it was awesome.
See, that's the thing.
They got married on a canyon at this restaurant winery type place.
Yeah.
On a canyon overlooking.
Oh, my God.
And it was like.
How many people?
Maybe 40.
Oh,
it
see, they're called micro weddings.
They
I want to do this.
They had a little sweetheart table up front so people could walk up and see them and they wouldn't be crammed with everyone else. And then just 2 long tables, one for her family and one for his family and friends.
I love it.
And it was cool.
I think it's wonderful. I just think it's the coolest thing. I think that, and this is not knocking myself, this isn't knocking you, but I think that when I look at these photos of these people with just their loved ones and like 40 people, you think to yourself like, this is what this day is supposed to be about.
Right.
Not that I had people at our wedding that I did have a couple people I invited that maybe I don't really see anymore. And I only have probably a couple that I don't talk to.
I had 305 people.
Holy. You had 300 people at your wedding?
Uh-huh.
How many people do you not talk to?
Like half.
Oh, really?
A lot of them I invited because I have really good memories with them from college.
Yeah.
I hadn't seen them in years, but we were really close. They were teammates. They're sorority sisters. They're
right.
People that I am still fond of.
Right.
And if we had the chance to hang out, we would, but we just don't.
Yeah.
We live different lives.
Yeah.
And I thought, I want them at the party. I want them. A party wasn't a party for me if they weren't there in the beginning.
Yeah.
So I was like, we wanted a big wedding, so yeah. We're inviting them.
No, for so sure. 300 people is a lot of freaking people.
Yeah.
Honestly, though, I had like a rule, and I don't know if you did this, but when we got married, like, I did not want anybody at my wedding I had not met, because like my parents want to invite people.
Oh, yeah.
Aaron's parents wanted to invite people. People I did not know. People I did not. I wanted it to be intimate.
Right.
And that was kind of my like big beef. So when I see these micro weddings that people are doing, I'm like, this is so cool.
I didn't have that rule. I would get a little pissy when my mom and Jim's mom would send me a list. I'm like, who the hell's that? Who the hell's that?
Right.
But I just kind of let it go. Because we knew we had space for 300, and I knew after RSVPs.
It kind of also depends on who's paying for it.
Well, we paid for it.
You paid for the whole thing?
Well, my mom gave us like $3,000.
Oh, you don't have to tell me how much. I'm just...
I don't care. Oh, I don't care.
Yeah.
Weddings... Okay, listen. Weddings are really expensive. We had a 300-person wedding. It was... I'm just going to get real. It was probably $35,000.
I think it's expensive.
It was pretty, you know. But that's the... If you look up, there's a website where you can look, type in your area code and look up how much the average wedding costs in your zip code.
It's 38.
Yep, it's 38. Yeah, mine was 35.
Yeah.
32 or 35 in that range about 4 years ago. So
right,
I was right on the median. I was right there on the average wedding. It wasn't like I spent $100,000.
Right, obviously.
And that's over time. It's not like I just dropped $30,000.
Yeah, I mean,
we,
it's spaced
you know,
out.
That's the dress. Then you put your deposits on things and just, it's spaced out.
Right, for
anyway,
sure.
So my mom gave us like $3,000-$4,000, you know, over time. Jim's mom gave us about the same amount. So a little, but I paid for most.
Right. I mean, but I also look back and like, would I want to spend that money again?
Right.
I look back on it and I'm like, God, I spent a lot of cheese on our wedding.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Would I do that again?
I would do it again.
I don't know. Would you?
I love mine. I love looking back.
So I loved my wedding too. Yeah.
Like our reception, I knew I wanted it at the Goey Center in Grand Rapids. I love that place.
It's so beautiful.
And so
it's all exposed brick and warehousey.
I've been to one wedding there and two holiday parties through my old work there.
Uh-huh.
So I knew I liked the space. But what I noticed was a lot of people, because you have to go through a specific florist if you go there because it's owned by a floral company.
Yeah.
So I noticed a lot of people were chimping on flowers and stuff because it's so... such a cool space.
Yeah.
They're not getting extravagant designs done because you have to go through them and they're kind of expensive. So all the places, all the space looked the same all the time.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't want it to look the same. I wanted it to look like Jackie. Like, I want people to remember it looked like this for Jackie's wedding.
Yeah.
So I went a little crazy on decorations. Like, I had lights put up. I did a peacock feathers as my accents. I had big feathers everywhere.
But that's Jackie. Her middle name is Extra, folks.
It is. Yeah. I did emerald green tablecloths on all the
tables.
That's
so pretty, though. I love emerald green.
With copper napkins.
Considering your last name's Green, that's awesome.
Yeah. I didn't even think of it when I did it.
Oh, really?
I wanted everything jewel tones, like peacock feathers, purples and blues. So I did emerald green tablecloths with copper colored napkins.
Yeah.
And then I had royal purple lights that went up lighting
pretty.
All around the room. It was cool.
I was really lucky. The person that decorated mine was actually, and I will give her the free plug, Sarah from Picket Fence Floral and Design in Holland. Oh my God, Jackie. She showed up the night before and just did an amazing job with my reception. I had lanterns everywhere. I mean, there were like Christmas lights on outside, and it was poor Sarah's. It was raining.
Cool.
I mean, there was it like the place was illuminated.
And she came all the way to Traverse City to do it.
She came all the way to Traverse City to do it.
That's cool.
She was wonderful. She was wonderful. She did such a good job, and I would hire her over and over again. Mm-hmm. Plus, she's fun and she's got a great personality and she's just wonderful. But they did such a good job. But when I look back at my pictures, I'm like, these are just stunning. At the end of the day, though, I think if I were to do it again, I think I would do a smaller wedding. And I think I would probably only have one bridesmaid or one best man, one maid of honor, one best man. And, you know, now that I've done the Ireland wedding, I don't know if I'd go that far for a destination. But I'm not against destination weddings. The only reason we didn't do it is because of grandparents. We wanted them to be there. And we knew that Aaron's 86-year-old grandma was not getting on a plane.
Right.
And that my grandparents, I wanted them to be there because I'm so close with them. And there were so many things that I did want, but we had to like somehow downsize that. So we did kind of a destination up north at the winery, which was stunning, but like we didn't even get to get married by the vines. Like it
didn't come out.
Happened the way I wanted it to. And then I had those jabronis come to our wedding that decided to RSVP and then didn't show. I had two people do that. at $70 a head. It was insane. Like, I mean, I get it. It's just
I
money.
I had a couple people do that. I think, like, two.
Yeah, I had two.
Well, okay.
Well, technically three if I you had, include his wife.
I had, like, four no-shows.
Yeah.
Two were people whose date canceled the last minute, so they had to come solo.
Right.
So, really, I didn't know their dates anyway.
Right.
So, that wasn't a big deal.
So, it wasn't a big
the
deal.
The other
right.
two texted me the day of, like, I'm paying attention to your text.
And blamed texted it on, you the day of to tell you they weren't coming.
And they blamed it on weather, because remember I told you it was super cold and there was some snow?
Yeah.
It wasn't that bad, though. It wasn't that bad.
Plus, you still cold. Had to pay for each person by head. I mean, I freaking hate that.
I know.
I don't understand why people think. Listen, if you are one of those people who have gone not showed for a wedding and you RSVP'd that you would be there, we still paid for you.
Right.
Like, that person still paid for you. You can't just
we
do that.
We did family-style meal where each table got a platter of chicken, a platter of steak, a platter
oh,
of
nice.
Rolls, and they just shared it like family.
See,
style
I love that. We did plated, but yeah.
And it made it, it was less expensive than plated, more expensive than buffet. It was like in between.
Right, it's an in-between.
And what was cool about it was if you did have a couple people on that show, it didn't really affect your cost because you were going to do a,
oh, see,
a table.
Oh, see, that's nice.
Yeah, so that's kind of what, and we liked the idea of people passing their rolls and kind of chit-chatting and
right, and that's,
getting
that's,
together.
I like the family style thing.
You know what's crazy, though, is we're talking about this and the bridesmaids and things that happen at your wedding. I can tell you, I do wedding makeup, so I've probably done 20 weddings now
yeah.
with makeup for the last few years. I can't tell you how many brides have told me, oh, I had a maid of honor I had to kick out, or I had a bridesmaid I had to kick out constantly.
I did not have that happen. That would be terrible.
I didn't have that happen to me either, but
no.
I have had so many brides tell me that they had certain people that were in the wedding that they kicked out, or people that just bailed, like were like no longer in the
That's
wedding.
That's awful.
Oh, yeah. I can name plenty of stories of women who have told me that.
I can't even imagine having to have that conversation with a bridesmaid.
Me neither.
And I never expected much out of my bridesmaids.
Me
I remember
neither.
I wanted.
That's why we can't imagine it. It's because we didn't expect them to really do anything.
I didn't even want them to like spend any more money than they had to.
No,
like, the
me
bridesmaid's
either.
Dress, I think, was $170 and it was a cheaper end one. I had one wedding I was in. It was pretty expensive. I mean, gosh, I want to say the dress is like $300.
That is expensive.
Yeah, but I mean, but it was a beautiful wedding. I think that when you make the decision to be a bridesmaid, you just hope that the bride isn't going to be pushy. Because I remember at one point, they were like, well, what shoes do you want us to get? And I was like, you know what? Just wear what you have. If you just have black shoes, wear black shoes.
I don't care.
It just mattered to me that they were there. I do wish I would have done dresses differently. I love how people are just picking a color and letting them choose
that.
What they want.
I love the dresses I did because they're my style.
Yeah.
I doubt any of my bridesmaids liked them.
I don't really know if they did. If my bridesmaids liked mine, I also picked a style so that they could wear a bra.
Oh, that was smart.
That was because I didn't
mine
want.
Was a style you could wear a strapless bra for sure.
Yeah.
It was just straight across and straight across the back. It
yeah.
wouldn't lower anything. So you could just wear a strapless bra.
Right.
But mine was, if you've seen pictures of my wedding, the bottom of my dress was those big layers.
Like yeah, this. It was almost like
ruffles
a,
almost, but
like
it was like a
mermaid. Bundles. Yeah.
Yes. So I did short
bustle,
dresses.
Bustle. That's what it's called.
Kind
it was
of,
bustled.
All the way around.
Yeah.
And it was like a big mermaid. So I did these short dresses that were strapless, fitted to the waist, and then above the knee with
yeah.
all those ruffles
right.
on them. And I thought they were adorable and they were floofy and cute.
Just so you know, for when Jackie got married, those were very trendy.
I thought they were too. Yeah,
they were.
It was popular to have the short puffy
yeah.
dress. So I liked them. I doubt any of them will ever wear them again because it's like, where are you going to wear a short puffy
yeah.
dress at 30 years old?
Right.
But I thought they were cute and I liked the royal blue.
Does anybody ever plan on wearing a bridesmaid's dress
no,
again?
No, and people always say, you can wear it again. Where
yeah.
am I going to wear this again?
No, you're not going to wear it again.
Wear
no,
it.
I didn't tell one of my bridesmaids that because I know you're not going to wear it again. I wouldn't expect you to wear it again.
You know what's funny is I would never want to go back and redo my wedding again with like that was stressful
with
to me with bridesmaids and all that. I didn't like having to deal with it. It was a lot.
What
and
do you
I
mean?
Almost didn't like being the center of attention. That kind of sucked.
Are you kidding? I loved it. I'm like walking
you
into
would.
My wedding like there's no business like show business.
Really?
Like, I just love it.
I didn't mind in a party setting being
yeah.
the bride. I liked all that. I didn't like the attention I got from bridesmaids and all that. Like
okay.
I don't know. It was too much.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I don't need help. I don't
oh
need
my
this.
Gosh. Like my
people
bachelorette party with my bridesmaids
help me
was
and
like
do things with me. I didn't like.
Yeah.
I don't mind people wanting to take photos with me and say hi to me and chit chat with me. And
yeah.
That's fine. I didn't like all the offering to help constantly in my face. Leave me alone. I'm fine. If I need
oh,
help, I'll ask.
Oh yeah. I don't think I really.
I love
that.
Being a bridesmaid.
Yeah.
I love being a bridesmaid.
Nah.
Like I love it.
If you need a bridesmaid, Jackie's willing to be a bridesmaid.
When people ask me to be in their wedding, I'm like, oh my God, yes. Like, I think it's the coolest thing.
Yeah. Oh, that's so sweet.
I love it.
I, yeah, my bridesmaids, I don't feel like they were even, like, oh, let me do this. Let me do this. They were just, I don't know, they've been my friends for so long. And like our, they did such a good job with like my bachelorette party and stuff. It's like, I decided we wanted to go to Nashville. Yeah. And I don't remember, girls, if you're listening, I don't remember if I was a total diva about that, but I just knew that I wanted to go to Nashville because I'd heard it was so cool and I'd always want to be there. And they scheduled this golf cart to drive us around and take us through Music Row. And we went to like the American Picker store.
Right.
And we got to see like where the penthouse was that Taylor Swift lived. And like, it was very cool.
That's
like,
cool.
I loved it. And I was so hungover that I was puking on the back of a golf cart in a chip bag.
Perfect.
It was
classic.
Wonderful. But it was amazing. And like, I guess I was the center of attention, but I liked it.
But I liked it.
I mean,
it.
I'll never.
She eats this stuff up,
I
you
do.
Guys.
I'll admit it. I like it. But I mean, it is what it is. I think that if we were to do everything over again, I'd probably just go somewhere far away with the, my, you know, my 20
right.
people. And
I'd love to go back to Key West and do like a wedding on
yeah.
the beach.
My brother got married in Key Largo.
Yeah,
yeah,
cool.
But I couldn't go because I was pregnant with Quinny.
Right.
Yeah, but there was Zika down there. It was a whole
Except
thing.
Except this bitch tells me she was there the whole time. You were texting
I
me.
I lied to everyone.
Like she was in Florida. She's such a good liar that I'm like, what? She's telling me that.
I did not think I was good. I thought I was a terrible liar.
It was via text.
I saw you called me once and I was like, oh my God, I can't answer the phone
because I'm in Florida.
I'm in Florida. So I didn't answer the
phone. She told me. I'm getting on a boat right now. I can't answer. That's what she said to
my
me.
My fat ass was sitting
she
on the
goes,
couch.
I'm about to go snorkeling. Like, you
Did
made
I tell
up.
You yes. I'm such a liar.
She's yeah. good at it.
I kept it secret for 3 days because I had taken the time off work. I didn't trust our bosses at the time. I didn't have anybody I could
oh, yeah,
fight
no,
about
yeah, no,
that
and
at
you,
work.
We didn't, yeah, no.
I couldn't
that.
Tell that person that was my boss at the time that
no.
I was pregnant. And it was all, I was only 4 weeks along and I was terrified of miscarrying. I had a chemical pregnancy when I first got pregnant. So I was really nervous about miscarrying.
Right.
So
be
because of that, I lied to everybody. I had taken 3 days off work for my brother's wedding and I found out one day before and I didn't trust my boss. So I kept it all a secret and I lied to everybody all the way. Everybody thought I was in Florida in November all the way until the first week of January.
Yeah, it was a long
yeah,
time.
Yeah, it was a really long time. It was a terrible, terrible lie.
And some
to sit
people
and tell.
Probably still don't know that you didn't go to Florida.
Some people don't.
I only figured it out. You didn't even tell me. Is when I started looking at your brother's wedding photos. I'm like, I don't know.
That's when everybody figured it out. My friends started texting me and asking where I was in
I was
the
like,
wedding
where are
photos.
The photos.
I told all my friends after that. And that was awful, too, because like I remember like my best friend Allie sent me a text and she's like, oh, Adam's wedding looks so pretty. And I was like, oh, she knows. Like, I'm not in these photos.
She's bringing it
yeah.
up that she knows.
And that was the moment that I was like, okay, I'm going to tell everybody now. And I was only, God, when the photos came out, I don't think I was 12 weeks yet.
Oh,
I don't
no,
think I was
early.
12 weeks.
It was
like 10 weeks. And I was like, I don't want to tell everybody, but I'm going to. And they were my best friends in the world, so I didn't mind. And there were certain people I told and certain people I didn't. But that's a whole other episode for
I
a whole other day.
Because this was supposed to be about wedding trends.
Yeah.
I want a quick hit. What are some trends now that you're
oh,
like, ooh,
okay.
that would be cool.
Real quick, that micro.
That's a trend that you
the
would
micro
like.
Wedding trend. That is a real thing a lot of people are doing right now. Another one I saw is people are like getting rid of like, did you do like a dollar dance?
Yes, and I love it.
I did not do that.
I waited too long to do it.
Yeah.
My DJ forgot, and he apologized over and over again. By the time we did it, like 10, 15 at night.
So did you get a lot of money from that?
$200.
Dang. Well, yeah, you had 300 people invited to your wedding,
yeah.
I'm sure.
It was worth it.
Yeah,
that was fun.
Another one was people are doing matching tattoos for their wedding. Have you seen this? Like underneath their wedding rings.
Yes, and I hate it.
Oh, really?
Oh,
I think it's kind of cute. Like on the inside. Aaron would never do it. He hates that I have
no,
one tattoo. So
you have a tattoo?
You know I have a tattoo. It looks like a diamond on the back of my neck. You've
Show
seen
me.
It.
I've not seen that.
You have, Jackie. You've seen it.
I've never seen that. Why do you have that?
I got Harley it Quinn? When I was 20 years old in spring break.
You're so cool.
I'm an idiot.
She's so cool.
I'm a moron. Don't
you
do
are
it.
So tough.
Stop it. I was very cool in the day, but
I was
now
cool.
I got my best friend has it on her foot. My best friend, who was my maid of honor, has it on
oh.
her foot. Yeah, it's just a diamond with a cross in the middle. So dumb.
I love it.
Each point of it means the power of safety, security, family, and love. So we think. I don't even know.
That's what they told
yes,
you.
Yes, that's what they told me. Who,
all right,
God
so
only
tattoos
knows.
On the
okay,
wedding ring.
Yeah,
I'm not into that.
Micro weddings. I guess like the sleeves are back in for dresses.
Ooh, I love
which
that.
Which is what I demanded.
I love long sleeve dresses.
I demanded to have a sleeve on my wedding dress.
I demanded.
I would not buy a wedding dress that didn't have a sleeve because I've always hated my arms. Like I demanded to have sleeves. A lot of people are doing I did. A lot of people are doing like we were talking about having like not giant wedding parties. A lot of people are doing it a lot smaller, a lot more.
And you know what? Back when we got married, because you were 1 year after me, right? 2013?
Yep.
I'm 2013. It was almost like a status thing.
It was?
Like, you have, how many bridesmaids do you have?
Yeah.
Eight? Oh, you're really cool. You have eight.
Oh, really? Oh,
it was
yeah.
like a thing. I yeah. really think it was. I had a lot of friends who were getting married around then too. Mm-hmm. And it was like the more you had, it was kind of a thing. And yeah. I remember I thought in my head, I want this big wedding party. I want six or seven.
Right.
And now I'm like, I still love all those girls and I love all the girls in the wedding. I do think it might have been easier on everybody if I just would have had like one or two.
Right.
You know what I mean?
For sure. Involved. I've thought that so many times. I've thought that. Good Lord.
Like, just had my yeah. sister, Nikki, Chelsea, and Alex.
Right.
Would have been real easy.
Well, now you know our wedding regrets and what we wish we would have changed. But what are yours? You can always send us grayandgreenpodcast@gmail.com if you have anything you want us to talk about or if you just want to weigh in on what we're talking about. But before we go, I looked up a really hard game of FMK.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Okay. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
We're doing FMK Heartthrobs. Ryan Gosling, Channing Tatum, Zac Efron.
Easy.
Is it? I thought it was hard. Okay, go.
Ryan Gosling, Channing Tatum,
and Zac Efron. Yeah.
You're going to hook up with Zac Efron.
Oh, yeah. He does the body of a Greek
he's just
god.
Like a, yeah, he's a
yeah,
god.
Yeah, stunning.
But I don't know, based on his movie, if I'm going by characters he plays, if I could handle being with him more than just one night. He seems like he could be obnoxious.
Yeah, and he's very pretty.
Very pretty, and yeah. all of his characters he plays kind of a bro. So I'm sure he's not like that in real life, but I'm going to go by that. So I'm going to hook up with him.
Okay.
Just because he's hot. I'm going to marry Channing Tatum because I've always loved him.
Oh, you have?
And
okay.
I'm killing Ryan Gosling.
That's insane.
He's in The Notebook, and what else has he been such
oh
a
oh, my God.
In
that
you?
Sex scene in The Notebook? Are you kidding?
What else?
Where he slams her against the wall?
Name something else about him that you like, though.
Okay. I love him in Crazy Stupid Love.
Oh, yeah. He's good in that.
Yeah. Where he does the Dirty Dancing pose yes. with Emma Stone. Did you see La La Land?
Yeah.
Okay, I love Ryan Gosling.
See,
I'm marrying Ryan Gosling.
Land. I didn't love it like everyone else.
Oh, I loved it.
I didn't think it was that great.
No.
And I thought I was going to go in and love it because I'm a musical nerd.
Right.
And I was like, man.
No, you weren't feeling it. I'm going to marry Ryan Gosling. I am going to... I'm going to kill Zac Efron, too, and I'm going to bang Channing Tatum.
I banged Zac Efron. I did not kill him.
Oh,
I killed
Gosling. I'm killing Zac Efron. I feel like he has more hairspray than I do.
I love Channing Tatum.
Oh, do you?
He's funny. He's good looking.
Well, that's why I'm banging him. I'm marrying Ryan Gosling,
like no one's
though.
Business. Have you seen Step Up?
I know. Oh, my God. I love Step Up.
I love
if
Step Up.
If you haven't
up.
Seen Step Up, that's the movie that everybody found out about Channing Tatum with. It came out in, like, 2001. Go watch it. It's awesome.
That was great.
And he married Jenna
she's
Dewan.
She's the man. He was funny, and she's the man.
Oh, my God, with Amanda Bynes.
Yes, I love that movie.
Oh, my God.
That was one of my favorite movies of all time.
Jackie, we got to get you to watch more
That
movies.
Movie's hilarious. Yeah. And
oh my God.
I do love that he's still married to Jenna Dewan and their relationship
I know.
Is
they're so
adorable.
Cute. I know they are. Totally. All right. We're out of here. Have a great day. We'll be back here next Wednesday.
Yeah.
Got anything going on next Wednesday? No? Okay. We'll be right here. See ya.
Bye.